We read that Zacchaeus understood that the call of Christ demanded an immediate and decisive response. And so Zacchaeus came down immediately. If I can take an aside for a moment, there's another response, a separate response to the call of Christ that we need to read about, and it's Acts 24, beginning with verse 22. The Apostle Paul, who wrote most of the New Testament, was arrested because of his faith. Again, Christianity was not watered down at this point, and Paul was brought to the Roman governor, Felix. And here's how this scripture goes. Again, Felix is the Roman governor. But Felix, who was rather well informed about the way, that's Christianity, that's before it was called Christianity, adjourned the hearing with the comment, "When Lysias, the tribune, comes down, I will decide your case." Then he ordered the centurion to keep him in custody, but to let him have some liberty and not to prevent any of his friends from taking care of his needs. Some days later, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, who was Jewish, he sent for Paul and heard him speak concerning faith in Christ Jesus. And as Paul discussed justice, self-control, and the coming judgment, Felix became frightened and said, "Go away for the present. When I have an opportunity, I will send for you." Oh, how many times have we said that ourselves? Just go away for the present. I will come when I have an opportunity for you. We learn in verse 22 that Felix was acquainted with the movement of Christ. It appears that he was even attracted to the movement. He would invite his wife in on the sessions where he spoke with the Apostle Paul. However, notice in the 25th verse, Paul begins to get very specific about the cost of following Jesus and what it truly means. And when it came time to make a radical decision and a radical commitment in every area of his life, what, tell me, did Felix do? He said, "Go away." Yeah, that's just about right. Go away. Verse 25 said that Felix became scared and sent Paul away until it was more convenient for him. How many of us have been saying to God, "You know, when it's more convenient for me, got your back there, God. I'll be there." How many of us have said to God, "You know, when I have time, I'll be right there. You know, when I make it," you know, this is in the dictionary now, right? Yeah, these quotes, air quotes or whatever you call them. "When I make it, I'll be there, God. I'll be there, Jesus, you can trust me. When I make it, it's mine." We don't like to jump into this, do we? You see, we want to ease into it. We want to try it out for a while, try on the shoes, see how they fit. We want to know if we can simulate the experience so we won't really have to truly put our life on the line. But that isn't what Jesus said to Zacchaeus, was it? "Zacchaeus, come down immediately, for I am coming to your house today." No putting it off there, is there? You see, something that we lose as Christians post-resurrection, we believe we have tomorrow. Some of us who have been sick or knew people that were sick realize that tomorrow may never come, right? However, in that day, we knew who Jesus really was, Zacchaeus did. And Zacchaeus knew if he didn't come down immediately, Jesus was gone. Because Jesus doesn't stop for you. "Come down immediately, for I'm coming to your house today." You see, Zacchaeus knew he needed to respond now, or he missed an opportunity. You see, we still miss opportunities today. It may not be because we don't invite Jesus into our heart, but maybe it's because someone else needed Jesus, and we missed the opportunity. Well, Ginghamsburg UMC in Tip City, Ohio, an awesome church. Mike Slaughter, the pastor, has taken that church through many highs and lows, But we have a wonderful, they have a wonderful worship team that plans their services. And they were planning a service around this idea of radical commitment. And they decided as a team that the director of worship would jump out of an airplane.